Okay, there is so much to talk about this week, but since Rav Hirsch speaks at length about some of the real primary themes in the parasha, we're going to have to, unfortunately, with the limited time that we have, we're going to have to suffice basically just speaking about two ideas of Rav Hirsch. And it's still five pages as opposed to four pages. I'm sure we're not going to even get to the full two ideas, but we'll do our best. Rav Hirsch focuses his comments, at least the ones that I'm going to mention to you this morning, on the famous pasuk at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and Aaron on page 184 and says to them, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, ve'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadoshim, rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana." Now Rav Hirsch begins by asking a very fundamental question on this pasuk. It's a question that, for those of us who are Bali Kori, we have obviously read and heard this pasuk a million and a half times. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. Rav Hirsch begins by asking a very basic fundamental question on this pasuk. The pasuk seems to say the same thing twice in a row. Let's read it again. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. This is to be the first of all the months for you. Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. It's the first of all the months. Now, after I read this question, Rav Hirsch, I said to myself, I heard this pasuk a million and a half times. How come I never asked this question? Such an obvious question. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. So Rav Hirsch's basic idea is really his whole, which he talks about literally for four pages straight, is that the second half of the pasuk is not at all saying the same thing as the first half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is saying, Hachodesh hazeh lachem, when you see the moon like this, then you know that's the beginning of the, you know that's the beginning of the month. And you know that what this is and what the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh is Hashem calling out to the Jewish people, I want a relationship with you and I want you to renew that relationship with me. And I'd like to just describe to you how he talks about that. The second half of the pasuk is saying, and by the way, the first of the month is supposed to be Nisan, but the first is telling you a whole different story. So let's see. V'nisayon zeh nechaz ata Hashem. Take a look. V'nisayon zeh nechaz ata Hashem. Laman lo yishtarshu ba'amo ha-mishaveh ha-shigayon v'ha-shchisus asher lo yisogu gam mipnei osos ayumim u'mofsei puranos. Es itzuvo ha-pnimi shel amo hechelef Hashem b'kobo os. Hashem here, what he's doing here, he says, is setting up a sign for the Jewish people to prevent corruption, even in the face of terrible signs, to prevent corruption from taking hold in the Jewish people like it had taken hold in Egypt. In Egypt, the corruption had taken hold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now, basically Rav Hirsch is going to develop the idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a nation. He's creating a nation. In order to create a nation, he begins creating the nation with a sign, with an os. So what did he do? Again, b'kovo os asher yachzor l'tkufos ketuvos, a sign which will come back at regular intervals, namely once a month. Yirakez elav tamid mechadash es mabat ha'am. The goal of this sign is to center the focus of the nation each month. Yikrolo tamid leleda chadasha mitoch leil shigyonos ushchisus. He's going to call the nation to a new rebirth, even in the middle of a night of destruction, challenge, difficulty, and pain. V'yavtiach ra'ananus nitzchis avur emes v'tohar. This sign will promise Ra'ananus Nitzchis, a eternal rebirth, an eternal rejuvenation and rebirth on behalf of Emes V'Tohar, on behalf of truth and purity. Ad Yuchusan Yisrael La'ad Mipnei HaKipa'on HaMitzri HaRuchani VaHamusari. so that the Jewish people will be forever immunized against moral and spiritual desolation, such as prevailed in Egypt. Kishem shehashem kipanem avato shel noach min ha'adama, just like when Noach came out of the teva. Hashem showed him an os, a sign. Just like when Noach came out of the teva, Hashem showed him an os, a sign, a rainbow. Kishem shehashem yipanem avatol shel Noach min ha'adama, shinit nalo michadash hashamayima, heralo es keshes ha'anan v'omar zos os habris. Zos brisi im admas enosh shehu anakalo laman asir chadash. Kein kara Hashem b'mitzrayim. Al saf asid Yehudi chadash. On the brink of a new Jewish future. Lamoshe la'aron. So too he showed them a sign. Hera lahem es ritsuas ha-kesef shel ha-levana ha-mischadeshes v'amar. He showed them the silver sliver of the newly emerging moon. And he said to them, HaChodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim. Milulit. What does this word mean? Tchila lehizchad shuyos. HaChodesh hamaschil atam pazeh rishon hu lochem lochad shehashana. Shtei mitzvos klulos pasuk zeh. There are two mitzvos here. The mitzvah to sanctify the new moon based on human beings seeing the new moon. The second halacha lios hanisan chodesh hagula posech esed chod shehashana. Number one, when you see the moon like this, make sure to renew yourselves. Second, when this particular month of Nisan happens to be the first of the month. He's going to elaborate, Barry. He's going to elaborate. Now, Rav Hirsch goes off on a side point, which I don't view to be a side point at all. I view it to be very important to this whole episode over here. Rav Hirsch is going to develop the idea now that the whole idea of Kiddush Al Pi HaRi'iyah, the whole idea of the way we sanctify the new moon, or the way we're supposed to sanctify the new moon, the way we used to do it, with people coming, people Adim, seeing the new moon, coming to Bezdin and testifying about it, it's not simply about the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh and sanctifying the new moon. It's not simply about an astronomical phenomenon happening in the sky and Mamela, it's the new month. It's not about that. That's not what the whole thing's about. What he's going to say, and he's going to say that the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh is a call to the Jewish people to sanctify themselves, to rededicate themselves every month, and that's why he's going to tell you based on the halachos, that's why it had to be done based on people seeing it and Bezdin establishing it. And even if astronomically the new moon actually happened, but Bezdin didn't sanctify it in the right exact way, it wouldn't become Rosh Chodesh, even though everybody knew that the new moon had really happened, because it's not about the astronomy. It's about Klal Yisrael rededicating themselves and Klal Yisrael coming together with Hashem and Klal Yisrael reinstituting the covenant and the bris that they have together with Hashem. Take a look at the way he says it. Again, it takes him 3 pages to say this. But I'm trying to give you the basic level. Listen to what he says. Iyun behilchos kiddush hachodesh melamed gam hu. A deep analysis of the laws of kiddush hachodesh will teach us. A brief look at the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh will teach us that the point of this mitzvah is much greater than simply identifying an astronomical phenomenon. V'amnan b'yisod halachos eila munach chishuv astronomi miduyak biyoter. It is true that the laws do require a very careful astronomical diuk. Ulam lo ha'hisrach shus b'tzva shemayim hi akovas es haskalus chodshenu. It is not an astronomical phenomenon that identifies our new month. He says, the holiday of Rosh Chodesh is not the celebration of an astronomical phenomenon. Shkoyach, the moon looks a certain way. Thank you very much. Let's celebrate a holiday because the moon looks a certain way. That's ridiculous, says Rav Hirsch. Makes no sense. Oh. Val ha'uvda ki lo ha'hisrach ha'shus b'tzva ha'shamayim mechulel z'azchash orz v'chi lo dai l'rishus ha'mishpatit ha'yahadut l'rishom l'fanayi razeh al'uvdaza yudabruz haras ho'ra'os. Many of the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh will prove that this is the case. It's not about the astronomy. Kigon. Like, for instance, the first Mishnah in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. What does it say? Ra'uhu bezdin v'chol Yisrael nechkeru ha'edem v'lo espik alom v'kodesh ha'chashaycha ha'rezem u'ber. If the entirety of the Jewish people is looking up on a clear night, and the entirety of the Jewish people look up and see the new moon, and they see, the new moon happened. But everybody was busy eating dinner, and nobody got to Bezdin on time until after the night of the 30th. If Bezdin did not get a chance to sanctify the new moon on the day of the 30th, and no one showed up to Bezdin until the night of the 31st, sorry. Even though everybody knew about the astronomical phenomenon, if Bezdin didn't utter the words Mekodesh, Mekodesh, based on the testimony of two witnesses coming on time, it's not the new moon, it's not the new month. Even though astronomically it certainly was, everyone knows it, doesn't matter. If Bezdin didn't sanctify it, it's not the new month. It's a leap month. And we have to hold 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and we have to wait till tomorrow for Rosh Chodesh. B'mikra zeh lo yom ha-shloshim yeh l'Rosh Chodesh, af ki ha-kol l'vchinu. Even though everybody knows, bo fa'as or ha-yarech ha-chadash, o ha-havchana bo ho-chach ha-kalil, ela rak im yom ha-shloshim ve'echad yachil ha-chodesh. Kan bolet. Here it is clearly obvious. Kilo atofa abarakia, it's not the heavenly astronomical phenomenon of Rosh Chodesh that makes the new month. Kim kvia mikadeshes mitam nitzigut hatzibur. It's got to be Bezdin. The leadership of the Jewish people has to declare it as such. Nitzigut hatzibur ha-yehudi masne es tchilas ha-chodesh. Mama et tzibur hazeh akove es tchilas ha-chodesh hu ha-sheilom misyacheis ha-tzav. Eile Moade Hashem Mekorei Kodesh, Asher Tikru'u Osam B'Moadam. You guys have to set up Rosh Chodesh. You guys have to set up Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. All the times of the year that I have set up to be a Moed, a meeting between me and the Jewish people, you guys have to set it up. I am simply calling out to you and setting up the general guidelines. But I need you to choose when that meeting is supposed to take place. This is so interesting. You know how, like, when we were growing up, we always assumed Rosh Chodesh is that shunned, insignificant holiday. It's that, like, minor league shunned insignificant holiday. I mean, when you stack up Rosh Chodesh against Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh has no chance. Has no chance. Rosh Chodesh is like, what do we even do? Okay, a little bit of Hallel, maybe you know the Torah writes that there's a special mitzvah to have a special meal on Rosh Chodesh. Nobody does it, but that's what the Torah writes. Below, listen to Rav Hirsch says, Ella. Kefi shenira, migalim Rosh HaChodesh es hamusag moed b'tahara so. Lolo oso gavon vitziyim b'yuchod, asher hakshar heksherim historiyim, v'on tziyim ma'anikim l'moadim ha'acherim. U'kishem shem ma'oros historiyim v'on atziyim, sham shem ila l'moadim ha'acherim, kein ha'ufa'a mechadash shel or alavana, hi ha'ila l'moed Rosh HaChodesh. Wow. He says that other holidays have phenomenal historical events that cause us Matan Torah, Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Lulav Luchos. So the other holidays have, like, tremendous historical events that give them significance.
Rosh Chodesh,
it's just the rededication of the moon that gives it its significance each month. Moed, Mishoresh, Ya'ad. What does the word Moed mean? Moed means a meeting. A meeting. Lizman hisvadus v'horaso. Mokom shenikba l'hisvaedbo. Oh, zman shenikba l'hisvaedbo. V'zeh perushol shel moedim kan. Zmanim shenikbu. Now, as he wants to say, Rosh Chodesh is even more important because it doesn't have a historical event that happened. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us to meet. Listen to what he says. Hisvadus zu tzricha liyos imudaber b'loshim b'nei adam, says it first. If I'll speak in the common parlance, chofshit mishnei hatzadim. This is an open meeting on two sides. This is not God forcing us to a meeting. This is God asking us to choose to meet him. This is Rosh Chodesh for Rav Hirsch. Rosh Chodesh for Rav Hirsch is God asking the Jewish people to choose on their own, of their own volition. God making an open invitation to meet and inviting the Jewish people to rendezvous with him, to meet with him. Loka adon hamitzaveh elav esavdav, ela Hashem hu hamevakish elav esamo, v'alkein yikba esazman, bo yavo elav, bekavim klolim bilvad, toch hasharat miruvah. V'alamo yatil esakfiya hamufuret esyoser, v'miskeres mivazel, leman yemoid esvadus totza ashal b'chira hadadit. I want this meeting to be a two-sided choice. I want Judaism. And when setting up the Jewish nation, God wants the whole setting up of the Jewish nation to be a choice of two sides. V'anu madgishim es ha-hadadiyut, says Rav Hirsch. I'm stressing to you, this has to be a two-sided covenant, a two-sided bris. Lu hayu haschalos chadshenu v'hachagim atluyim bahen. Kshirim b'diyuk lepirkei zman planetarium astronomium ba'ofen shemachzor ha'erech yichroch ha'charov me'ilav es ha'moed v'amoedim harei ha'inu anu ve'elah huseinu k'v'yachol k'fufim. If you tell me that Rosh Chodesh is just based on astronomical ideas, we'd be forced every month to rejoin the covenant. L'choreach ha'iver ha'shalit b'ta'alichei ha'teva, nature. Umoid Rosh Chodesh Hayamanik Siyur Ritzini LeElius Shebepulchan HaTeva, and Rosh Chodesh would be a great proof to the deterministic nature of the religion that worships nature. Ulam Chas V'Shalom. It's not at all what it is, says the verse. Hein Kazos Lo Yieh. This is terrible. This is wrong. Tfisa Mefata U'Mashchisa Zu Yesh L'Shlol B'Tzura HaNimretzet B'Yoter. This approach to Judaism, we have to discard in a very strong way. Dafka mishemayosa koch svira, simply because it makes a lot of sense. Lo pigishet gufim shmemiyim. It is not the position of the sun and the moon. Lo hismazgus hayarechim hashemesh ushvias orcham alam michadosh heim agormim las. That's not what causes the month to begin. V'lo lahem no adach chagigat Rosh Chodesh. We are not celebrating every Rosh Chodesh the fact that the moon looks a certain way and the sun is reflecting off the moon in a certain way. No, chas v'shalom. Ella, kol emas sheyizmazeg yoreachim shemesh v'yikabo mechadash es oro. Every month when the moon gets its light from the sun once again. Achas shoel Hashem. God is asking us one thing. Kishuv yimatzei elav imo. God is asking us to renew his light being in our lives again another month. Vishenis yizrach olav oro. Whatever happened throughout the nights of this month, whatever happened throughout the darkness, God is asking us, renew yourself. Renew your commitment to me. Renew the purity of my light in your life. V'chol makom v'chol mikreh. It's a sign. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed even though it had no historical significance. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed because every month when God shows the sign of the light of the moon being reborn once again, it is a symbol of our covenant with Him, which is supposed to be reborn and rejuvenated. That's the Hallel, that's the Rosh Chodesh, that's the Mekudesh Mekudesh, that's the sanctification of the new month. L'chidosh hisva'aduseinu im Hashem, Moed, it is a rebirth of our meeting with Hashem. Chidosh hayarech hu semel v'ila l'hischad shuseinu anu, Moed milolit pigisha, a meeting. Uvechein, again, he just repeats. But you know what? I'm going to summarize the next paragraph for you. He says something amazing about Yontif Sheni. I know all of us who live in the diaspora, we can't stand Yontif Sheni. We can't stand Yontif Sheni. We wish for, you know, so much we can't stand it that there's been a movement in the last couple of years to abandon that what used to be the Minhag Yisrael for many, 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 many years, that even Jews who visit Israel for a Yontif used to keep 2 days Yontif. That custom is in certain circles, we'll say, is very hard to find nowadays. Very hard to find. All of a sudden, everybody knows the Chacham Tzvi's Tshuva. Everybody knows. Everybody lives by the Chacham Tzvi. What about all the other Tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi? But okay, this Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, everybody knows. I have a friend, I think I've told you, I have a friend that he had that Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi printed on a t-shirt. He walks around Yontif Sheni in Israel all day long with the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi printed on a t-shirt. Okay, but be that as it may, but certainly in Chutz Laaretz, I'm saying, because of that phenomenon in Israel, so now in Chutz Laaretz, everybody laments having to keep 2 days Yontif. If you happen to be in Yontif Chutz Laaretz, your poor unfortunate soul have to keep 2 days Yontif. So Rav Hirsch here gives a deep explanation of the second day of Yontif. Listen to what he has to say. This is really incredible. This will hopefully give everybody who has to keep the second day of Yontif more of a beautiful, deep and understanding about the second day and how important the second day of Yontif is for those people who are in Galus. I'm speaking about those people who are unfortunately in Galus. Uvechei, again, lo atofah astronomit, lo achishav astronomi, kiim anu. It's not the astronomical phenomenon that's significant about Rosh Chodesh. Rather, what's significant about Rosh Chodesh? Us, the Jewish people. It's about Bezdin, the leadership of the Jewish people, sanctifying it. Kiim anu, nitzigut klal tziburenu, yotzrim es hachodesh shelanu. We create Rosh Chodesh. V'kovim es yom hamoed shelanu, yom bo anu misvadim im Hashem. Mikan ha'alacha, mitzvah l'kadesh al hara'iyah. That's why it's got to be Bezdin sanctifying it. Lo dai bevada'ut objektivit astronomit, ela drusha havchana subjektivit. It's not an objective astronomical reality. It is a distinction, a subjective distinction. Mikad gama halacha, she'ein chayav ma'irus v'kodesh elim nira bizmano. Kloma rakim kid shachodesh chal. So I'll just summarize that. That's what he's about to say. He's going to say, Bezdin only has to set it as Rosh Chodesh if the astronomical thing happened on time. If the astronomical thing happened later, Bezdin doesn't even have to say the words because it happens automatically. Why? Because it's only to counteract the astronomical phenomenon that Bezdin has to make sure you know it's not about the astronomy. It's about what we're saying. Oh, that's one thing. Now look what he continues. Skip a little bit. Oh, and that's why there's a halacha, ma'abrin es hachodesh l'tzorech. You know, there's all kinds of halachas in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that even if the astronomical thing would happen on the 30th, there might be other reasons that cause Bezdin to delay it to the 31st. What kind of garbage is that? The astronomical thing, God, what are you going to say? We didn't see the moon? No, it's not about the astronomy. It's about what Bezdin says is best for the Jewish people. For instance, Rabosai, he gives an example. You know that if they would just do Kiddush Al Pi Hara'iyah, Yom Kippur and Shabbos could fall out one day after the other. If it was just based on when the new moon happened, Yom Kippur, but sometimes Bezdin would specifically, even though the Edom saw it at the right time, they wouldn't say it, because if they would be Mekadesh to Levan at the right time, Yom Kippur and Shabbos would be one day after the other, and that's no good. You can't do that. So in those years, Bezdin would specifically do it. Now again, we now establish the calendar in a way. He's going to talk about that. Let's see. We do it in a way that it never happens. Yom Kippur and Shabbos can never fall out one day after the other, the way we have the calendar. He's going to talk about that. Oh, now here's the unbelievable other halacha. This is unbelievable, Rabosai. You know the halacha is, even if Bezdin knows it made a mistake and it established Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, let's say what happened is two Edom came to Bezdin and then Bezdin said Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and then the clouds parted, whatever it is, and they saw it was a hallucination, whatever it was a mistake. Doesn't matter. If Bezdin mistakenly set the day of Rosh Chodesh as Rosh Chodesh, that day is Rosh Chodesh. Ask Rav Hirsch, that's ridiculous. It's a mistake. It's wrong. What's going on here? Says Rav Hirsch, it's not about the astronomy. It's about what the Jewish people set as the calendar. Because Rosh Chodesh is a call to the Jewish people to join me in this great relationship, to join me in this relationship of Hashem and His people. And look what he says about Yontif Sheni. Look at the next line. I'm on page 2. Look what he says. About halfway in that paragraph. Look what he says. Oh. Mikan. Listen to what he says. Mikan. First word on the line is Mikan. About 3/4 of the way down the page. Right. Mikan gam hamashmoot hachashuva biyoter. And this is why it's so chashuv. Shenodas liyontif sheni. This is why Yontif Sheni Shel Golius is so chashuv, says our verse. Yontif Sheni is so chashuv. Dafka b'doros asher lemar b'hatsar b'kiyim heim b'kfiya d'yarcha. Dafka, once we're having a set calendar, and we no longer go to Bezdin to be Mekadosh to Levana, we no longer do that, we've lost that ability, because we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Bezdin, we've lost that ability. That's why Yontif Sheni achieves so much more significance nowadays. Why? Look what he says. Lamar b'hatsar b'kim hemikir yarcha. Like, the fact that we now know the whole calendar, that's such a painful thing that we can't do it. Rak bur v'am ha'aretz. Osoy liyachis l'b'kiyu seyni b'kiviya diyarcha lo'uv da'azu sheshuv ein lanu safek b'nogel ha'schos ha'chodesh yitaron roi l'sheva. Says of Hirsch, only an idiot will assume that the fact that we now no longer have the doubt about when Rosh Chodesh is, that that's a good thing. That we're experts in the astronomy. Only an idiot would say that's a good thing, says Rav Hirsch. B'kiyuseinuzu, this b'kiyus that we now have, ach totza'ahi shel ha'ovda ha'mitza'eret, it is a result of the painful reality, ki be'ikvot pizureinu chaserim anu nitzigot tziburit, we're missing Bezdin. Because of this, our whole Rosh Chodesh is lacking of its whole ikar substance. Our renewals. Uzmane hiva'adut beinenu vein Hashem lulei hilal hasheni. If not for Hillel Hasheni, Nitzig Acharon Shel Klal Kaleinu, the last Rosh Bezdin, Hillel Hasheni, B'chochmato, in his wisdom, in Hillel Hasheni's wisdom, Ra'a es hanolad v'tikin chisaron zeh b'kodsho v'kavo kitachalif zmani, kol Rosh HaKadoshim l'mesha kol tkuvas pizureinu ad l'kinuseinu l'asid lavo. Says Rav Hirsch, Hillel, the last Rosh Bezdin, upon seeing what was about to happen, that Bezdin was going to stop functioning, he and his Bezdin got together and sanctified together all of the future Rosh Chodeshes. And specifically because he was worried about the sakana of people forgetting and people thinking it's just an astronomical phenomenon, he went ahead and was Mekadosh all of them. But he added one thing, gentlemen, he added one thing. Vihine, look at the last paragraph on the bottom of the page. Vihine. Well, I thought I was going to do a lot more, but again, Rav Hirsch is waxing on this issue. Vihine.
Ba yomtiv sheni shel galios u'mechayeh b'todaseinu es zecher kiddush al pi re'iyah. Yomtiv sheni shel galios is supposed to remind us of this kiddush al pi re'iyah, this meeting with Hashem. Hamakori shehi kviya chofshit shel tziburenu. Motza, oh, hello, may osam yamim tovim yoser. Bahem hayol tziburenu od merkaz v'nitzigut. Bimerchakim ne'eltsu lahamtin. Right, what used to happen? People in the Galus used to have to wait. Toch tzipia lahoraot nitzigut zu b'dvar kviya mo'adem. They wouldn't know. What day is Pesach going to be? Is Pesach going to be this? Can you imagine? The women are all waiting to know. When is Pesach going to be? It's not like they have enough. It's not like they have enough to worry about before Pesach. They didn't even know what day it was going to be. They didn't even know what day the Seder was going to be on. What night the Seder was going to be on. The etzem sipiyasam zu efsholam liros es atzum ke'evarim shel guf lumi gadol veschagim kekviyas chofshis bohem yisvadu yachad elokim va'amo. The meeting of God and His people. Eila she'aleim lo yachol lagia hatzirim shenishlechu. They used to observe 2 days Yantif out of a suffix, out of not knowing which day was which. So on one hand, Hillel was Mekadesh all the future Bezdins. He's Haru b'mina gavoseichem b'yedeichem. That's the language of the Gemara in Beitzah. Be very careful to keep this minig avoseinu b'yadeinu of keeping 2 days yadiv. Zimdin de gazru amalchus k'zeir vasil kilkule. Says Rav Hirsch. They were worried that maybe you would forget. You would forget about this. Over the years, if we just would have one day, people would forget about this great meeting, this great conversation, this great call of God to His people to renew themselves, to recommit themselves. And therefore, the command was, keep 2 days Yantif to remember this suffix, to remember this doubt, to remember this recreation of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people each month. Make sure to keep that second day Yantif. And that's why all the Moadim are called your holidays, right? Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, but Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is different. Look at the bold, the thing that I bolded for you over there on the in the middle. Kiddush HaChodesh HaYehudi Hu Eifo Musad Shetachliso Avor Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh is there for the benefit of the Jewish people. Chidush Ne'urim Ruchani U'Musari. A rejuvenation, a rebirth of all of our Musar, all of our relationship with Hashem. A love Yachta Tamid Labakarim. The Edav Yagia Yede Shuvo Lihisvaidim Elkov. Chazal Mitzvahs Kol Musakadav Tachlis Akit Bezram. Hachodesh Hazel Lachem. This month is for you. Dugma Shelachem. Okay. And that's why he says, let's turn the page. That's why he says, you know what Rosh Chodesh, the Korban Musaf, used to mechaper on. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Let's just read the last paragraph here together. Uvechein be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, where paganism had taken root, specifically here, God commands the Jewish people, I want you out of this mindset, out of this Egyptian mindset that worships nature, that worships the sun and the moon and the stars, that worships the animals, the sheep. He says, I want you to have this renewal to take you out of that mindset. HaChodesh is, that's why Be'eretz Mitzrayim, right? He said, Dafka Be'eretz Mitzrayim, right? What was the first pasuk we read? Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Leimor. Why was it significant for the pasuk to say this happening in Eretz Mitzrayim? I'm taking you out of this Egyptian mindset. Now, and let's just try to do one more idea here. What's the Karban Pesach? What's the Karban Pesach? So we're not going to really have the chance to really develop this in its fullest fashion. But that you have to do for homework. When God said, I'm taking you to me for a nation, Hichriz Hashem ala tachlis achiyuvis shel gulas Mitzrayim. Hashem is now telling the Jewish people the whole goal of gulas Mitzrayim. Lo kihila knesiatit. The English translates this as an ecclesiastical nation. Shetispalelov imudaber b'musagim l'shazanu. Bikesh Hashem l'chonin kiim am. God didn't want like just a people of the shul. Right? Rav Hirsch keeps telling us, stressing this. God doesn't just want you to worship Him in shul. That's not what He wants. God wants to create a nation. The whole idea of Karban Pesach is to the beginning of the nation. God doesn't just want a nation to pray to Him. He wants a nation to live with Him, to create a whole nation with Him. Am, Uma, Tzibur, Baal Tzivyon Chevrati, Medina, Chayevet Litzmach Migula Zu. Medina Asher Kol Havayata HaChevratit Tiyad Ne'utza B'Hashem. Its entire social existence should be rooted in God, built Benuya Al Yado, built on God, Miyusedet Alav, its foundation should be God, Mu'utzevet Al Yado Mu'kudeshet Lo. B'Karban HaPesach, Hiniach Hashem Es Evan HaYisod LeBinyan Zeh. The Karban Pesach is what the Jewish people rested their whole foundation on. Hava v'nireh ketzad mekim Hashem medina. How does God establish a nation? B'nei ha'adam mehem mekim medina zu hayu avadim. These people were slaves. B'tor eila lo ha'yisrael lehem lo ishiyot. These people did not have their own identity. Lo rechosh, they didn't have their own property. Lo mishpacha, they didn't have their own families. Eved gufo kanoi l'rabo. Eved ein lo chayis. He has no relationship with his family. Masha kana eved kana rabo. Al yidei amamar v'yikhu lahem ish. They had to go take the Egyptian god. Henik lahem Hashem begilui la'enei adoneim. B'yud b'nisan, the day before the plague of Choshech. Rav Hirsch understands that Choshech was 11, 12, and 13. So on the 10th day, the day before the Makas Choshech, they had to start developing their own personality. Take your own rechush. Become your own person. Kain kavash shivyon akol b'fnei Hashem b'fnei achok. B'hirshuso le'echa l'kachas v'lishchad arachim. Shlichus. All Jews are equal to me. There's no masters and slaves. All Jews are equal. Shlucha shaladam kamoso. I want you to become your own person. U'mishin is kafa komasam, next paragraph, im kabalat ha'atzma'ut. You know what? I'm going to read it in English. I'm going to read it in English just to make it a little clearer. Look what he says. We'll just close it in English. By permitting one individual, oh, we just did this. Once these individuals, with the receipt of their rightful independence, were enabled to stand tall, the state-building word of Hashem gathered them first into how do you celebrate the Pesach Seder? How do you celebrate the Karban Pesach with your family? Families. These family ties are both ascending and descending. Ascending, the ties that bind children to their parents, uniting even the married children who already have children of their own around the grandfather and the great-grandfather. That's called Beis Avos. That's the Jewish home. Descending, the ties that bind parents to their children, where the children establish homes of their own, in which to live for and through their own offspring, even as their parents have lived for them and will continue to live on through them. But in this state structure, even ascending familial ties are to be based on free will, not on compulsion. By virtue of the provision, Vim Yimat HaBayis Miyos Miseh, the law allows for self-determination in the formation of household units. Man's right to independence, equality, freedom, and private property, ties of blood, kinship, and free choice which gather people together and separate them into separate households, this is the foundation of the state built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This right is a dividing element. Okay. He goes on more and more and more, and then he talks about how the people, again, unfortunately, we run out of time. You have to see this all for homework. At the end of the day, Rav Hirsch says, and he talks about how the Karban Pesach was a sheep. Why was it a sheep? Because this symbolized our being a sheep in Hashem's flock. That we have to always know we're just one of the flock, we're just one of the whole nation. So
again, the two ideas, and again, the second idea I had to really cut short, but Rav Hirsch talks about how at the time of the creation of the people, Rosh Chodesh and Karban Pesach were two crucially important steps in the creation of the Jewish people. Rosh Chodesh symbolizes each and every month we can renew ourselves. Whatever happened over the month, God calls upon us to rededicate ourselves as a people, to rededicate ourselves as an Am, to make sure that we realize that whatever darkness, whatever waxing and waning happened over the month, we have a chance each month to rededicate ourselves, to reconnect ourselves, to rejuvenate ourselves as a people. And the whole idea of the Karban Pesach and all the future sacrifices come from the base of the Karban Pesach. All the future sacrifices stem in this idea of Karban Pesach, which symbolizes that the sheep, once again, we dedicate ourselves, our families, first as individuals, to take the Karban, to give ourselves that independence and individuality, to serve Hashem, to choose. And then with our families, parents, children, grandparents, he stresses the importance of creating that nation. That's what the whole holiday of Pesach is about, the whole Karban Pesach is about rededicating ourselves as individuals, as families, as parents, as grandparents, as a base avos. We have the base of us, but you also have your own independent household. So, again, there's so much more. There's just the tip of the iceberg. But hopefully, as we read this parasha, we can rededicate ourselves to that great, long relationship, that hisvadus, that moed of Rosh Chodesh and Karban Pesach. And hopefully, the day should come soon when we'll once again be able to actually do the real Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, when paradoxically we won't celebrate the second day of Yom Tov, and when we'll be able to eat that Karban Pesach again in Yerushalayim. May that day come here. Yameinu, Amen, Amen.